So, hi Cynthia, how are you going?
Hi, Thea. Thank you for inviting me here.
Yeah. So, Cynthia, why did you agree to be part of the program as one of our guest elders? Do you like that title, by the way?
I do. I like the word elder. Some people don't because they associate it with like old age, but I associate it with maturity and mentorship and experience and wisdom. So I think elder is a great word. I'm happy with that.
Yes. And why in particular did you agree to be part of this program?
Because I've been through menopause and I've come out the other end, and I get what a valuable process it is. And my observation of our community, and even if it's just in Australia, is that menopause is so undervalued and so invisible. People don't speak about it. Even women together don't speak about menopause. It's something that's really in the closet. And I feel like it's got to come out of the closet. Because without that, we don't appreciate it and we don't value what it does bring to women. And it's such a pity if in organisations and in amongst ourselves, we're not putting this on the table and say, this does happen and it is a worthwhile process and we do want to appreciate it and value it. So I'm here so that we can begin to change the cultural attitude towards menopause.
Yes, as you said, it's in the closet and it's not talked about enough. But then often when it is, it's often with a very negative taint, isn't it? There are a lot of negative stories out there. What impact do you see that that has on women or our culture at large through your practice? I mean, you see a lot of people one-on-one.
Yeah, I see. Often I see women who are coming in where they're just starting menopause, and honestly, the grief and the sadness and the disappointment that they bring in because they haven't had conversations with women who are postmenopausal. All they know is they're entering this process that they've only heard bad things about, and they're starting to feel a little bit bad themselves in terms of maybe some physical symptoms. And so all they feel like is that life is ending, and that there's nothing to look forward to, and they're just losing their womanness and who they really are. They don't understand that there's something even better that's coming. So, if it's not talked about, women can go through a very difficult time feeling like all is lost and feeling alone in that and feeling really isolated and feeling like there's no support through that. So, really important that we talk about it.
Yeah, so when you see women like that, how do you help them just begin to reframe menopause as something that's potentially positive? Like I was talking to a woman the other day actually who called her menopause the positive pause, and I thought, oh, I like that. But how do you begin to turn around that negative perception?
Well, it helps that myself, I'm postmenopausal, so I've been through that. I've been through the process, so I understand what the person is going through, but I'm through the other end. So I can say from personal experience, listen, this is what it was like for me. This is the beauty that's come out of it. And I can let them know that there are things like such a stability and serenity and a wisdom that comes and a capacity for compassion and holding other people, and that ability to be able to give that back in eldership, in mentorship to other people. So, what really helps is that they can speak to me, and I've been through that. And I can also then encourage them to speak to other older women so that they can get that perspective and that appreciation of the process.
Fantastic. So we really look forward to hearing more from you on the change. And so if anyone is interested, that starts on July the 17th. And if you'd like a little bit more information, just go on to thea.com.au. That's thea.com.au. You'll see some information there, but you can also email me. It's really great to hear about what lies on the other side. And
Definitely.
yeah, you've increased my positive anticipation now myself. So thanks again, Cynthia. And
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.